Grab yourself a cold one. It's time for You Pee the Podcast. Hello and welcome to You Pee the Podcast. I'm your host, Dan, podcasting from the Acoustic Garage in Ogani Township. On today's podcast, I have a UP music scene interview with DJ Eric Dahlstrom. I talked with Eric on episode 3 of the podcast about his review of the book UP written by Ron Rieke. Today we're going to talk to Eric about his music and hear one of his tracks. But first, let me tell you about my ice fishing trip to Big Shag Lake. I fished for about 4 hours, and I got nothing. My buddy Matt got a perch and a small pike that he threw back. The perch was the size that you'd call good eating, but I found a great bait shop in Gwynn that I didn't know was there, so I consider it a success. But now the weather's turned cold, and when it's cold outside, I like to stay inside and listen to music. Have you been to the new Facebook page for the UP music scene? I'll have the podcast posted there. If you haven't been there, check it out. It's a great spot for local musicians to post their gig information and videos and maybe even some music clips. It's also a great place for fans to discover UP music. So if you're a record producer or a movie producer, or you just like music, check out the UP music scene on Facebook. And I encourage local artists to post their information there because you never know who's checking it out. Since I've started this podcast, I've been contacted by the LA Times, and I also heard that the folks at ABC were listening to my podcast and threatened to shut me down after my interview with Angela from the movie Catfish. I heard that secondhand, so it is what it is, but it makes for a good story to tell anyway. So let's get to that UP the Music Scene interview with DJ Eric Dahlstrom. Technology. You did a book review, the book UP, written by Ron Rieke. You want to do a little recap of what prompted you to do that write-up?
The book itself, you know, it really hit home. You know, I was Steve Wiggs' involvement, you know, kind of caught my interest, and that's why I chose to read it. But when I read it, you know, I kind of read the it kind of seemed as though I was reading a story about my life, you know, or my friends' lives, and there were a lot of things that I could relate to. And I've never experienced reading a book, you know, about the UP that was so real and hit home like that. So I just kind of wanted to write a review, you know, maybe to encourage my friends to read it. You know, some of them may not be big readers, but I know that they could definitely relate to it.
Now, you're from Ogani, and you're living in Marquette now?
Yeah. I graduated from Ogani High School in 1997, and I have lived all over the last 8 years or so. I've been in Marquette, and I love it here. It's cool.
Back on the UP book, when we talked before, you hadn't met Ron Rieke yet, and since then you've been able to talk with him. Can you tell me a little bit about that? I know you had read a book review by MC Search.
Yeah, and he was MC Search was that kind of caught my eye before I even read the book, because MC Search is he's one of the rappers from the old group Third Base.
Right.
People might know the song, you know, Pop Goes the Weasel. I was a huge fan when I was younger. I'm still a really big fan, and I just thought that it was really cool that MC Search, you know, would write a review on the book. So I thought it was kind of neat that, you know, MC Search, you know, was interested in, you know, in a story about our area. Yeah, and Ron had told me, you know, that they keep in touch, you know, and Ron had told me that he had forwarded my book review to him.
Oh, he did? So MC Search may have read your book review?
Quite possibly, yeah, which is cool.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about your music. How would you describe what you do?
Well, I guess I've been into turntables and records for about 15 years now, and it started out with playing hip-hop records, mixing, you know, wanting to make mixtapes, doing things like that, trying to share music with friends. And about maybe 10 years or so ago, maybe 10, 12 years ago, I started going to raves in Wisconsin, and I started getting into kind of like electronic sounding music, you know, house music, techno, drum and bass, that kind of thing. And I guess the music, you know, that I make, the music that I mix, it's kind of been a culmination of a whole bunch of different things, you know, lots of influence from the old hip-hop and the old raps that I used to listen to, and then a lot of kind of newer techno, kind of electronic experimental kind of stuff. The electronic and the hip-hop combination, the mix, it kind of allows for like a lot of creativity, a lot of new sounding stuff. I like hip-hop and I like rap. I feel like a lot of the modern stuff is just kind of going down the same path, you know, talking about money, talking about guns, gangster stuff, all that kind of thing. But when you take some of the older, like, kind of party elements and you blend it with a newer electronic kind of sound, I guess the possibilities are endless, you know, and you can really kind of, I guess with my sound, I'm trying to look for something that nobody's heard before. Trying to create something that really necessarily hasn't been done. And when people ask me to describe it, for the most part, all I can really say is it's experimental.
Okay. You're doing a lot of electronic music. How would you say that the Upper Peninsula has influenced that sound?
It's kind of kept me isolated. You know, it's kind of, for a long time around here, I was the only person who was really doing anything. So I didn't really have a whole lot of local influence. When I was really into it, I was traveling a lot. You know, I spent a lot of time in Wisconsin, you know, Illinois, Minnesota. And a lot of, you know, the artists and a lot of those people in those areas had kind of influenced me. But around here, it was just kind of me and a couple of close friends.
Yeah, what drew you to hip-hop in the first place?
I don't know. You know, I really don't know. When I was young, a really good friend of mine had a couple of Public Enemy tapes. And prior to that, I was just kind of like, I was into Metallica. I was into, you know, rock music, kind of metal music. But I think I was just kind of, you know, that's what the older kids in my neighborhood listened to, and that's kind of what I listened to. But when I heard these Public Enemy tapes, it was kind of like rap music, but it was angry, and it was something that was different. And that was probably the late 80s, early 90s, and it just really caught my interest. And then from then on, I mean, it went into gangster rap and a lot of things that, like, you know, I think that you probably couldn't relate to. And now that I look back on it, I don't really know, you know, what I had in common with that. But it was just kind of like, it was a cool outlet. It was just something that was different. When I decided I wanted to do the DJ thing, when I got my first turntables, I just kind of ordered them on a whim. It would be like 15 years ago in April. I was a junior in high school, and I got my tax return back. I had a big chunk of money, and I decided that I was going to buy turntables. And at the time, nobody else, at least I didn't know anybody else around here who had them or even knew what to do with them. So it was kind of a lot of experimenting, you know, a lot of practicing on my own, trying to figure out the techniques and try to get an understanding of what, you know, what mixing actually was.
Are you still using your turntables today?
Very much so, and I always will. I know that there's a lot of newer methods, you know, a lot of things have gone digital. I've got some hardware called Serato, which actually allows me to play MP3s on my turntables, and that's about as far into the digital world as I'm going to go. I like the vinyl feel. I like the turntables. You know, like I said, it's been almost 15 years now that I've been using them. And for a long time, that's all that there was. You know, this digital stuff has only come about very recently. So I think that I've been doing it too long to kind of make the change, you know. So I started out when I was doing hip-hop, I went by the name DJ Hurt. Sometimes I use the name DJ. Sometimes I use DJ Eric Dahlstrom. Basically, I use it to kind of separate the two different genres. If I'm doing hip-hop type music, then I use the name DJ Hurt. If it's electronic, if it's house music, I go by the name Eric Dahlstrom.
Okay. And where can people get a hold of you? I see you have a DJ Eric Dahlstrom webpage.
I do, yeah, djericdahlstrom.com. That's a good place to get a hold of me. I can guess Facebook's always a good place to get in touch.
And that's Eric with a K, and Dahlstrom spelled Dahlstrom. And I'll put that in the notes for the show.
Okay, that'd be appreciated. Yeah, I've got you know, my website is fairly new. I just got it up in November, but I'm building content. I'm going to have a podcast of my own, you know, which I'll update frequently. And also, I'll be doing monthly charts, you know, where I put down my my favorite songs for the month.
And I see, yeah, you have a podcast on here. Tell me a little bit about the podcast.
What I've been doing is I've been doing a show, and actually it was kind of inspired by you, you know, like...
UP the podcast?
Yeah, I mean, you had got me involved in that first podcast, and to be honest, I mean, I had heard the word, I didn't really know what it was or how I could even do it, but once I heard the one that you had put together, you know, and I started following yours, I started realizing, you know, hey, this might be a good thing for me to do, because I've got all the equipment here in my house to just kind of record and just post. So I've got, right now I've got DJ Eric Dahlstrom and the Electric Organism, which is basically a mix of, you know, it's a variety of different electronic music. It's going to be from, you know, a mix from trip-hop to drum and bass, you know, a variety of different stuff. And I'm also going to start doing a DJ Hurt hip-hop show. And I'm kind of, I've got maybe some local artists that I'm hoping to work with on that. And that's going to be kind of like a local hip-hop, also underground kind of old-school hip-hop kind of show. And I'm hoping to actually get the first episode of that up sometime this week.
Oh, great. Well, I invite you to put the link on the UP Music Scene Facebook page.
I will, absolutely.
Oh, do you have tracks for sale on your website?
I do. I also have some that are, you know, that are free for download. But, I mean, I do have tracks that are for sale on iTunes. I have tracks that are for sale on my MySpace.
Well, it sounds good.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks for talking with me, Eric.
Thanks for calling, man. Thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah, no problem. Well, we're going to play one of your mixes.
Well, it is. I guess it's a mix. It's a track. I had made it with some turntables and a sequencer. Used a couple of VST plugins, a reverb and a compressor. And it's just a track that I just put together, kind of like a hip-hop electronic battle kind of thing.
Okay, and this is Planet Technology.
Planet Technology.
Technology. Planet. Technology.
Future.
Planet. Technology.
Future.
Planet Technology. Planet Technology.
Future.
Planet Technology.
Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all.
Here we go.
Future. Planet. Technology.
Planet. Technology.
Future. Future.
Planet.
Future. Future. Future.
Technology. Planet. Technology.
Future.
Planet. Technology.
Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all.